Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Weltman's here. I know. I'm excited, too. Settle down. We're glad she's here. We're all glad she's here. We couldn't do without her. She's coming up on 21 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's a founding member of our Brain Trust, and we got her right out of high school about 20 years ago. She's an attorney, a tax attorney, specializing in small business. She's written all the important books on small business taxes, including the legendary J.K. Lasser series, including the Small Business Taxes 2019, which are out just right now, which has the new law in it. And she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we were talking about the same book 21 years ago.
I know.
So that's pretty good.
I'm so impressed that one thing about you and me, if nothing else, we're survivors, right?
You better believe it.
a few bumps in the road along the way for both of us. Not to mention a crash in 2008. So, and also, folks, her newest book, which is not about taxes, called Smooth Failing, which I've seen her write, and that book evolve over the years, and that's just out now, and I encourage you to check it out. Smooth Failing, a great.
And don't forget to say who wrote the foreword to the book.
Who wrote the
you?
You have to say that. I'm not going to say that. I was very honored to be able to provide the foreword for that book. It's an important one, folks, and I encourage you to go to Amazon or wherever and find it. Hey, Barb, what do we need to know?
Good secrets from a lot of good people.
Yeah, you got a bunch of collaborators in that book, and folks, I always tell people, Barbara, that when I have famous people on the show, you know, like big CEOs and people like that, especially, or somebody who's been a great successful entrepreneur. Obviously their successes precede them, but I make them tell us the things that they messed up on, and they always tell us, and we always learn the most. We always learn the most from what people did that was a mistake, don't we?
Precisely, we don't want to repeat them.
So that's exactly right.
The message of the book.
Like I tell my kids when they roll their eyes, is I say, you know, don't make my mistakes. I'm still making payments on those. You make your own mistakes. Hey, Barb, what do we need to know as we wrap up the year? What do we need to know about taxes?
Well, you have to think about 2018 taxes and think about 2019 taxes. So 2018 taxes, you can still, it's not too late to set up a qualified retirement plan if you don't have it, and you get a double benefit because if you do set up a plan, not only do you get to deduct the contributions, but you get a tax credit for the administrative costs of setting up the plan and educating your employees about it.
Mm-hmm.
So just sign the paperwork by the end of the year, and then you have until the extended due date to actually make the contribution.
And when you say a qualified plan, there are more than one, right?
Sure. You can do, for example, a 401k plan or a profit-sharing plan. If you want to have a SEP plan, you don't have to do it right now. You can wait until you meet with your accountant and see how profitable you are, and then you can always set up the plan by the extended due date of your return.
So a SEP, you don't even have to do it right now. You don't have to set it up. You can do it
exactly
as late as your extension, like next October, right?
If you're a corporation,
so what's the difference in a profit sharing and a 401k?
Well, in a 401k, employees contribute through salary reduction amounts. So employers can contribute, but they're not required, depending on how the plan is set up. So it, you can put the burden on employees to make their contributions. However, for small businesses, it's really a good idea to set up the plan where you are going to make certain minimum contributions to make sure that the plan is not considered discriminatory, and you avoid a lot of problems if you set up
automatic plan. If you're benefiting as the owner, if you're benefiting from the 401k, then your employees need to too, don't they?
Well, precisely. Oh, with any qualified retirement plan, it can't be just for you and your family.
Exactly.
It has to be for
for
all employees.
It's very difficult to discriminate. So, but a SEP plan could be discriminatory, right? I mean, you could discriminate with a SEP plan.
No, you can't. A SEP plan is the same thing. It's all employer contributions, and you have to be. It has to be non-discriminatory.
Okay. And folks, when we say discriminatory, we're not using that in a bad way. We're just talking about who gets the benefit. It's about allocating profits if you got a business that where everybody's part time and nobody ever stays with you more than a year or whatever, then you should discriminate as much as you can.
They don't have to be included in
All right, what else do we need to know?
If you want, it's still time to buy any equipment that you might need for your business.
I just got my new computer in.
There you go. Well, you're a great example of what to do, because you get to write off the full cost if you want, or not write off the full cost.
Right.
Depending on how your taxes turn out when your return is being completed. So it gives you a lot of flexibility. And, of course, making charitable contributions at this time of the year. Jim, you send out a wonderful letter every year identifying some very good charities. But, whatever, benefiting your local organization.
Do you think the new extended or increased basic deduction is going to hurt charitable giving? That's something that a lot of people are worried about. They double standard deduction.
They double the standard deduction.
So from 12 to 24,000. I actually had this happen. I had somebody who was going to make a contribution to some things that I was working on to help some people. And they gave the money, but they said, I don't care whether I give you cash or check. I can't deduct it. So that was something to think about, wasn't it?
Well, exactly. Although, the really high end people, they're continuing to give,
I always remind people, Barbara, if you say, I'm not going to give as much because I can't deduct it, you were never in the 100% tax bracket, folks. You were only ever going to get 15 or 20% of that back, right, Barb?
Exactly.
So don't think, please continue to give, folks. Never mind about the standard deduction. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. The new book is called Smooth Failing. And the new J.K. Lasser's book is the 2019, right, Barb?
That is correct.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.